evening, church. Happy New Year. We are so excited to worship the Lord with you today. We invite you to step in and worship Him with all that you have. Amen. Hallelujah.
Through the deep, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Anything is possible with Jesus, amen. We're going to declare that tonight over our circumstances.
Left a mark on you. There is no army with the power to conquer truth. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won. Oh, we've already won. Show me one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible.
Show me
one thing that's too hard. Show me what hurts he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible. Dancing at the speed of light, and in this kingdom, every death needs is bound to rise. Oh God, our Redeemer, He is faithful to revive. Oh, He will revive. We believe. Show me one thing He can do. Show me a mountain He can move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible.
Show me
one thing that's too hard. Show me what hurts He can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible.
All right, church. He's already won our battle, amen. So we have to sing this louder than we cheer for the Super Bowl. We have to sing this louder than we cheer for the World Cup, because our God is faithful and our God deserves it. Amen?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. The victory dance I will dance.
I will crush disappointment and break every chain.
All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. The victory dance I will dance. I will crush disappointment. Show me one thing He can do. Show me a mountain He can move. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters He can part. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible. It's possible. Disappointment. Show me. one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can move. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he can do. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible.
There's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go.
So clear what's all about.
Stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't want to forget how I feel right now.
You are Jireh, you are enough. Can you sing that tonight?
Forever enough, always enough, more than enough. I'm already loved, I'm already chosen. I know who I am, I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved, more than I can imagine. Thank you.
are. Through the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, God, you have been there and you won't fail us in 2023, Lord. We hold on to the promises. We hold on to what you have for us, God, because you say that we are enough in you, God, and you are enough for everything, for everything. Do you believe that, church? Hang on to that promise. Our God is our provider of all things. Doesn't matter what you are going through, if you are in the high or if you are in the low, he is with you. Can you say that? He is with me. He is with me.
Worthy, Lord of all.
Amen. Amen. Lord, receive the wonderful worship of your bride, God. We love you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give him one more praise, church. Amen. Why don't you turn and greet one another, and you may be seated. God bless you.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you. Welcome to Harvest Time and Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. We want to thank our worship team for leading us into the Lord's presence this evening. Amen. We want to welcome everyone who's here and everybody who's worshiping with us online this evening. We welcome you if you're worshiping with us there on YouTube. Help us out. Subscribe to our channel. Want to let everybody know that we have nursery care available for your infants and toddlers in this service. Reach out to one of our hosts if you need help finding the nurseries. Very important announcement. Tomorrow morning, we will be in one service only at 10:30. And we're going to be running a full menu of kids ministries for all children ages birth through the fifth grade tomorrow at 10:30. The ushers are going to be coming in just a few moments to wait on us for our giving, and we want to thank you for all of your loving financial support of Harvest Time this year. Thank you for being faithful in bringing the Lord's tithe. That's the first 10% of what God has entrusted to us. You can use the envelope that's in your program this evening to give in a few different ways. You can give by a check made payable to Harvest Time Church. You can give by debit card or credit card, and if you're giving that way, please make sure you provide all the complete card information. If you're giving cash and you'd like to receive credit for your gifts, again, please make sure that you give us your information so we can get you the credit you need. You can always give online through our website at htchurch.com. You can give through our Realm app, or you can give by text, and instructions on how to give by text will be on the screens for you. We want to remind everybody that this evening is your last opportunity to give and receive tax credit for calendar year 2022. Any gifts that you make after today will be credited towards your 2023 giving record. As we mentioned to you, anything additional that you can give this month is a help as we make repairs to the lights in our main parking lot. We had some mice that chewed up our wires, and these mice met their maker, but that meant that we had to meet some electricians. So we appreciate your help with that need. If you can help us so that we can start 2023 on the best footing possible. A couple of quick things for you. Once again, in 2023, we're going to be reading through the Bible as a congregation together. We're going to be sharing portions of scripture to read for each day of the year. We've been doing this for a couple of years now, and it's been a blessing to a great many people. If you haven't ever read through the Bible in a year, this can be your year. Or maybe you'd like to read through the Bible again. I know there are some people who have told me that they've committed to it now to do this every year. It's become their thing. So every day we send out an email with the scripture readings for that day, and it also includes a short devotional that's written by one of our Harvest Time Church members. So reading through the Bible in a year is a lot easier than you think, and you can take that journey with us. Just scan the QR code that's in your program to get started. Sign up for those daily emails. You can also grab a printed copy of the reading schedule so you can read through yourself there as you exit this morning. We've printed some out for you. Next weekend, we are kicking off a new semester of life groups. We've got over 36 groups already that are launching, and more are going to be rolling out. We have groups of different kinds that are meeting throughout the week here at the church and also at different locations around the region. Next Sunday morning, the 8th, January 8th, we're going to be having a life groups expo after each of our morning services. That's going to be a great opportunity for you to meet our group leaders and explore all of the different groups groups that we're going to be offering. There's a printout in your program this evening that also lists those group offerings for you, and you can see what's a type of a group or a day of the week that will work for you. You can also use the QR code in your program to search. It'll take you to a page on our website where you can search for groups by days of the week, by whether childcare is available, and so forth. Life groups are a great way to grow in your faith and also to make some new friends this winter. So begin to check that out and then come to the expo next Sunday, January 8th. Going to ask the ushers to come and wait on us now for our giving. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's invite the Father's blessing on us as we give. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the beautiful name of Jesus this night, Lord, and we thank you for caring for us and meeting all of our needs all across this year. Lord, you're a faithful shepherd, provider, and friend. We come to you now, Lord, sowing into your hands the seed that you have blessed us with. Lord, we ask that you would multiply it and use it for the advancement of your kingdom, Lord, in our region and all around the world. Would you bless each and every giver who's participating in this offering this evening? Lord, bless us to be a blessing in the earth, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you as you give this evening.
God bless you, everyone. Happy New Year. We're so glad that you joined us on New Year's Eve for worship tonight. Welcome to everybody that's worshiping with us online this evening on New Year's Eve. If you have your Bible or your Bible app, I want to invite you to turn to Psalm 112. I want to talk to you for a few minutes tonight about ABCs for navigating 2023. ABCs for navigating 2023. Psalm 112, going to start reading in the first verse while you find your way there. Just want to let you know that in the month of January, our friend Dr. Joe Vitieri is offering a 4-part wellness seminar. Dr. Joe has written numerous books on health, on fitness, diet, nutrition. He has been a doctor here in our area helping people get well for about 3 decades. And so Joe is offering this free of charge to the members of HTC starting out first Saturday. I think it's the 7th, and going 4 consecutive Saturdays. And if you'd like to register to be part of that, there's a QR code on this postcard in your bulletin. There's a QR code, and you can scan that QR code and register to be part of those sessions. All right, Psalm 112, starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord. The word is alleluia in Hebrew. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Listen to this promise, because this is what I want to plant in your heart tonight. Verse 4 of Psalm 112, even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are compassionate and righteous. How many of you know that's a good word right there? Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. Let's talk for a few minutes about ABCs for navigating 2023. On your way in, you received a handout, and if you like, you can listen, fill in the screen, watch the screens, fill in the blanks, and follow along that way. I have a word of encouragement from the Lord for you this evening, and I hope that you receive it in your spirit from the Lord. You know, it might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but my encouragement actually begins with just a little bit of bad news. In 2023, you will face some adversity. I wish I could say it isn't so, but God's word warns us that troubles will come. Jesus himself told us so. Psalm 112 gives us a few glimpses of those adversities. In 2023, we might have to navigate through some darkness. Can I tell you right now, our world is full of spiritual darkness. People are spiritually ignorant. They don't know God, and they don't want to know God. Their ignorance is voluntary and intentional and culpable. Both people and spiritual beings have outright rejected God and rebelled against him. Our world is full of darkness from Satan and from his demons. They energize people to commit monstrous acts. They influence world leaders and governments and societies. Our world is full of darkness from human sin. You know, even for those of us who belong to Christ, the darkness can get overwhelming at times. Physical darkness is disorienting. We can easily get confused. We can lose our way. Physical darkness can be fearsome, and spiritual darkness is the same. So that in 2023, we might find ourselves wrestling at times with some dark thoughts. In 2023, we'll also have to deal with some bad news. The words in verse 7 of Psalm 112 literally mean evil reports. We might receive some bad news about what our own government is doing, or about what other governments are doing around the world. We might hear some bad news about the economy. We might hear some bad news about global public health. We might hear some bad news about natural disasters. Some of us might receive bad news that hits closer to home, about a loved one, or about ourselves. In 2023, we'll also have to contend with some adversaries. Can I tell you, not everybody is going to like us. And some will dislike us specifically because we love Jesus. We might encounter people who are unreasonably angry with us because what's inside of them hates Christ inside of us. Jesus said, "They hated me. All I did was good. All I did was help the poor, healed the sick, and they hated me without reason, with an unreasonable hatred." We might encounter people who are jealous of us, who want to disturb our peace, who want to hijack our happiness, who want to sabotage our success. We might encounter people who are scheming against us. Okay, so how is this encouraging? I told you I had an encouraging word. Well, the hard truth is we will face adversity. But the good news is God has given us some ABCs for navigating 2023. I want to tell them about you quickly. First of all, A is for Alleluia. some fun facts about Psalm 112. Fun fact number one is that Psalm 112 is in the middle of a group of three consecutive psalms that all begin with the word Alleluia. By the way, in Hebrew, it's pronounced Hallelujah, but it's spelled Alleluia. So whether you see it in English as Hallelujah or whether you see it written as Alleluia, it's the same word. It means praise the Lord. Fun fact number two, Psalm 112 is one of nine psalms that are acrostics. An acrostic is a device to help you remember things. There are 22 lines in Psalm 112. Each line begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Line one starts with the Hebrew letter Aleph, our letter A. Line two starts with the Hebrew equivalent of the letter B, and line three starts with the Hebrew equivalent of our letter C, and so on. Alleluia is the first way to navigate 2023. To be blessed in 2023, praise the Lord from A to Z. Here's fun fact number three about Psalm 112. It has a twin. Its twin is Psalm 111. Psalm 111 is also an acrostic beginning with the word Alleluia. It has 22 lines, each beginning with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and each line of Psalm 111 praises God for who He is and what He has done. Beloved, listen to me. To be blessed in 2023, praise the Lord from A to Z. Begin and end in praise. Can I tell you what? You're making a good start tonight to the new year. You're ending 2022 in praise, and you're opening 2023 with praise. Make it your sincere goal to praise Him from A to Z all through this year, through every season of this year. Praise Him over this winter. Praise Him when it's cold and snowy outside. Praise Him more when springtime comes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him over the summer when life is easy. Praise Him next fall when the colors are beautiful. And you know what? Even praise Him when the winter comes again. Make it your goal to be here next New Year's Eve when 2023 ends and finish the year. Begin and finish this year in praise. Praise Him from A to Z every week in 2023. Sunday is the first day of the new week. Start every week by coming to church and give God the glory that's due His name. This isn't my notes, so I'm going to go off-road. We always get in trouble when I go off-road. We're going to put it in four-wheel drive. So I belong to lots of different pastors' chat forums online, and you will have no idea how much discourse there has been all through the last quarter of the year about what to do with Christmas Day being on a Sunday last week. Some churches had church on Friday, some churches had church on Saturday only, some churches had no church at all last weekend, only online, and a lot of young pastors were asking, what's the big deal about having church on Christmas Day? I'll tell you what the big deal is. It was Sunday, and Sunday is the Lord's Day. You know what? You can open presents when you get home. I'm 56 years old, so 55 other years I can get up and open my Christmas presents at 8 o'clock in the morning. But when Christmas falls on a Sunday, I can go worship the Lord, and I can open my presents when I get home. Start every week of this new year by being in God's house on Sunday. By the way, tomorrow is New Year's Day, and it's Sunday, so I'm going to be here, even if I'm all alone. Actually, I won't be alone. This staff will be here because they have to be here. but we're going to get our praise on. And I hope maybe you'll come and you'll praise the Lord with us too. Start every week of this new year. Start by giving God the glory that's due His name. Praise Him from A to Z every day. Begin every day of this new year with praise. And take some praise breaks throughout your day. And finish each day with praise. You know, that can take different forms for all of us. When I'm driving in my car, I like to put on Elevation Worship, or I like to put on Air One, and I like to get my praise on. When I'm working in my office, there's a Pandora station called Hymns on Piano. And I just let that play all day while I'm working. And at different points through the day, I take a little pause, and the hymns of my childhood and the songs of my childhood, when I first fell in love with Jesus, they lift my spirit to God. I like to come into the sanctuary in the afternoons when it's quiet. And I like to just, you know what I have to do? I usually sit over there, but I look around this place and I say, God, thank you so much. I can't believe this is our church. We started in a gymnasium. I started preaching with a basketball hoop over my head on metal folding chairs. I look around and I just thank God for what He's done. He's done great things. Sunset is my favorite time of the day. Ever since I've been in college, whenever I can, I love to just quietly watch the beauty of the sunset, and I just pour out my praise to the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 113, which also begins with Alleluia, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. You know, when I was a kid, I couldn't really imagine growing up in church how it's possible to pray without ceasing. You know, when you're a kid, they tell you things and you just take it with wooden literalism, and I'm like, Lord, how is it possible to pray without ceasing? I used to pray hard during math tests because I wasn't so good at math, but how do I pray without ceasing? And I've come to understand that all day long, there's just an open channel of communication between me and my Father. And just different points throughout the day, I just stop and I just take a praise break. And I just give thanks to Him, constantly lifting up my praises and lifting up my petitions to Him. Here's my favorite part right here. To be blessed in 2023, compile an A to Z list of things to praise Him for. I have an assignment, a New Year's assignment for you. Tomorrow afternoon, after church, or Monday, I think for most of us, Monday is a holiday, not for everybody, but for many of us, it's a day off. So here's your assignment, either tomorrow afternoon or evening or Monday. I want you to sit down, and I want you to make an A to Z list of alleluias, an A to Z list of things to praise God for. A. I praise God for three men whose names each started with the letter A, without whom we could have never built this dream of HTC. B, I thank the Lord for my friend Brad Apelgren, who was the chair of our building committee for this new sanctuary. This would have never happened without Brad's leadership. I praise the Lord for our board of deacons and trustees who stood by me and have guided me across the many years. I praise the Lord for the Batistas, Pastor Faith and Tom. The Lord knows the extent of their sacrifices on behalf of His church. C, I praise the Lord for the Cliff family. Without them, we would have never had a children's musical, and we would have never had a Christmas choir. I praise the Lord for their loving service to our HTC family, week in and week out. I praise the Lord for Caleb Cliff, who I love like a son, who's studying for ministry. Caleb, the anointing of God is resting on your life. I praise the Lord for Joanne Caraprisi, and I praise the Lord for our Christmas choir. I praise the Lord for Freddie, who let Joanne out every Thursday evening, and the sacrifice of time, and for the Christmas choir who rehearsed. You sounded so beautiful. I can't wait for Good Friday. D, I praise the Lord for my wife, Denise. She's an awesome wife and mother, and she's an amazing ministry partner. And I want to tell you, without Denise, Harvest Time Church would not be here. F, I praise the Lord for the Fitzpatrick family. Without them, we wouldn't have our wonderful HT Kids Ministries on Sundays. K, I praise the Lord for my three kids who were all miracles and answers to prayer when we couldn't have children. L, I praise the Lord for Libna Gosselin. Libna was the driving force behind our kids' Christmas production, and I praise the Lord for Lib leading our worship at Fire in the Night. We're going to have another one in January. While I'm on Libna, let me skip ahead to R and say I praise the Lord for Pastor Ruth. Three times in the last 3 years, Pastor Ruth has fasted and prayed with us for 21 days for breakthroughs when we needed breakthroughs. Pastor Ruth, I will never forget that. I praise the Lord. I didn't mean to get all verklempt tonight. I praise the Lord for Pastor Kurt and Vivi, and for Justice and Julie, and for Raphael and Lara, and for Homer and Linda, and for Joe and Chickie, who have been retired after 37 years. I praise the Lord for my co-laborer, Pastor Nick, and for Patty. Patty, I praise the Lord for all the sacrifices that you've made at Pastor Nick's side over these last 20 years. She married a lawyer who became a pastor. Thank you for that sacrifice, Patty. G, I praise the Lord for his great grace that he's lavished on us so freely in Jesus. H, I praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit, whose presence I felt with me every day since I was 8 years old. I, and J, I praise the Lord for his indescribable joy that bubbles up inside of me. P, I praise the Lord for his peace that passes understanding, for his provision across all these years. I praise the Lord for the blessing of the parsonage down the street and the brothers that made it possible for us to live in a beautiful and comfortable place. Why? I praise the Lord for our young adults who we love like our own kids. I praise the Lord for Philip and Brandon, the best dressed ushers in Greenwich, and for Tony, who brings common sense and grace to that equation. Now it's your turn. I want you to make, I'm telling you, it's addictive. Once you start your eight, you'll start, you can't stop. I want you to do this. I want you to sit down and I want you to make an A to Z list of hallelujahs, an A to Z list of things to praise God for. ABC is for navigating 2023. A is for hallelujah. B is for Bible quest. Bible quest. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. The second way to navigate 2023 is to go on a Bible quest, to pursue God in his word. Growing up in church, there were some things that were a mystery to me. How could anyone find delight in God's commandments? You know, reading the Bible, especially as a kid, reading the Bible wasn't easy for me. We had to use the old King James version of the Bible. That made it even more difficult. And I just couldn't connect. I just couldn't relate. I couldn't connect the dots together. How could a list of rules ever be enjoyable? 613 commandments in the Old Testament, 248 thou shalt, and 365 thou shalt nots. That's one thou shalt not for every day of the year. That's not delightful. That's stressful. In fact, it's impossible. Until I finally understood that the law is a picture of God himself. The law describes the conduct of someone who is perfectly loving towards others. Considerate, compassionate, clean, conscientious, circumspect. The law describes how God himself is and how he behaves toward us. If one person could keep the whole law, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law, that life would look exactly like Jesus. Because that's precisely what Jesus did. He didn't come to abolish the law. He fulfilled it entirely. And his life is very beautiful indeed. I want to challenge you tonight. Go on a Bible quest in 2023. Pursue God in his word. Read the word. Discover for yourself what it says. Pray into the word. Ask the Holy Spirit to help bring life to you. Reflect on the word. Contemplate on the meaning of the word. What is God trying to say to me? What is he trying to teach me? Memorize the word. Study the word with other believers. There are several opportunities. Our Wednesday night men's group that meets in the man cave is studying the Gospel of Luke together right now, verse by verse and chapter by chapter. I heard a little comment because, you know, not all of us in the Wednesday night men's group are young. So I heard a little comment that they couldn't read the print in the Bibles in the green room. So I just got brand new Bibles for our Wednesday night men's group with large print in the NIV. So now you can see the Gospel of Luke on Wednesday evenings. Study the word. Pastor Nick is going to be teaching through the book of Revelation. And so if you want to know about the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, come on Wednesday evening and take Pastor Nick's class. Our young adults are going to be studying the book of James starting out in January. Go on a Bible quest. We have available for you at the back doors a schedule to read through the Bible in a year starting tomorrow morning. And if you've never made it all the way through the Bible in a year, why not just decide that 2023 is going to be the year that you're going to do it? And if you've done it before, do it again. Maybe do it again using a different translation this time. Mix it up a little bit and see what jumps out to you differently this time through. Psalm 112, listen to this. I like this. Psalm 112 says that you take a journey. You take a journey from fear to delight. Your journey in the Word, it might begin with awkward unfamiliarity, but it will end in intimacy. Your journey might begin as a daily chore, but it will morph into a preferred pastime. Your journey might begin with a feeling of distant reverence towards God, but it will end enraptured in his presence. Your journey might begin as an anxious search, but it will end in satisfaction. I'm going to go off road again for a minute and remind you about Moses. Moses used to, I called it his pup tent of prayer. The Bible says Moses used to carry a little tent himself outside the camp of Israel, and he would commune with God in that little pup tent of prayer. And it says every time he went into his tent, the presence of God came down to meet with him. Beloved, somebody listen to me. If you will set your heart on a Bible quest, if you will set your heart to pursuing God in his word, I promise, I don't know how many days, I don't know whether it'll take a week or two, or maybe the better part of a month, but I promise you, if you'll set your heart to it, every time you sit down to open that living bread, the presence of God is going to come down to you where you are, and he's going to meet with you in that place. That's good right there. ABCs for navigating 2023. Hallelujah. And a Bible quest. Now C. C is for copycat. Something happens when you praise God from A to Z and you pursue him in his word. You become like him. Your character becomes like His. Your actions become like His. Can you handle a little hermeneutics for just 30 seconds on New Year's Eve? We mentioned that Psalm 112 has a twin, Psalm 111. And Psalm 111 and Psalm 112 are actually, they're actually mirror images of each other. What Psalm 111 says is true about God, Psalm 112 says is true about godly people. Through our praise and through our pursuit of Him, we start to become a mirror image of Him. We start to look like Him and we start to act like Him. Psalm 111 verse 3 says that the Lord will continue to do right forever. Psalm 112 verse 3 says that godly people will continue to do right. Psalm 111 verse 4 says the Lord is compassionate and gracious. Psalm 112 verse 4 says godly people are compassionate and gracious. Psalm 111 verse 4 says the Lord provides food for His own. Psalm 112 verses 5 and 9 say godly people give freely to the under-resourced. Psalm 111 verse 8 says that the Lord is perpetually stable. Psalm 112 verse 8 says that godly people are perpetually stable. That's how we navigate 2023. We keep on praising the Lord from beginning to end, and we keep on pursuing Him in His Word, reflecting on His Word until we become a reflection of Him. Now, here's the best part. These ABCs come with good blessings for the new year. I'm going to tell you about them while the worship team comes help me to finish up. These ABCs come with good blessings for the new year. The first blessing is this: somebody, you listen and you hold on to this. God will be your family's financial security no matter what the state of the economy. Half of you heard that. God will be your family's financial security no matter what the state of the economy. Psalm 112 says the coming generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their house. Good will come to them. They're going to have enough to lend freely and to distribute generously to the under-resourced. The Apostle Paul quotes this psalm in 2 Corinthians. And he follows up his quotation with this promise: God will supply bread to the eater and seed to the sower. God will supply enough for you to live and enough for you to give. But I want you to believe that. I want you to grab hold of it. There's a little hand attached to your heart. You don't know it's there. The doctors, the cardiologists don't know it's there, but it's there. There's a little hand attached to your heart. It's called faith. When you hear the word of God, you reach out with that little hand and you pull that word into your heart. And I promise you, you'll see the fulfillment of it. God is able to make all grace abound to you, Harvest Time Church, so that at all times you have everything you need to abound in every good work. God will provide you with enough to live, and He'll provide you with enough to give. Bread to the eater and seed to the sower. You believe that. Here's another blessing. I like this one. God will bless your children with better character than the culture around you. The Bible says their children will be mighty in the land. The word in Hebrew is gabor. It means heroes. It means nobles, people of noble character, people of noble deeds, of noble exploits. Over this holiday week, the headlines have been buzzing with reports of a newly elected official who allegedly lied about his background. He lied about his ethnicity. He lied about his education. He lied about his professional experience. Listen, I'm not trying to make any kind of political comment. I'm making a moral comment. What has our country come to? We need heroes. We need men and women of noble character and of noble deeds. And my money is on our kids, because I'm confident in the Lord's ability to make our kids shine like stars in this darkness. Beloved, listen to me. We don't have to stand by helpless and watch our children get swept away by the wicked. God said, I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. I believe that the same God that caused Joseph to never forget his identity in Egypt, that caused Daniel to never forget his identity in Babylon, that caused the three Hebrew children, Daniel's friends, to never forget who they were. I believe the same God that caused Esther to never forget that she was a daughter of the Most High God, of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe that that same God is able to sustain our kids and cause them to never forget that they belong to Jesus. I believe that our God is strong enough to bring better character out of our kids than the culture around us. I'm going to talk more tomorrow about praying into that. Another blessing. This is a good one. Somebody listen, and you receive this blessing from the Lord tonight. You open your spirit, you open your heart, and you receive. May God give you grace to receive His word. Listen to this blessing. God will bless your heart with inner peace, with security, with confidence, and with stability. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. Somebody look at me. You will not live in fear in 2023. Fear will not have dominion over you. Fear of the future, fear about your health, fear about your finances. Fear shall not have dominion over you in the name of Jesus. I want you to just open your heart right now to receive. God is going to give you a spirit of faith to believe that you will ultimately prevail over your adversaries. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. The wicked will see and be vexed. They'll gnash their teeth as they waste away. Their schemes and plans will come to nothing. Beloved, listen to me. Listen. Don't get distracted. Don't let your focus be taken away from the Lord and His goodness because of what the ungodly are up to. Can I tell you something? Listen. God is not up there in heaven wringing His hands saying, oh, look what they're doing now. Oh, look what they're doing. Look at what plots they're laying. Look at what they're up to. God is not up there wringing His hands over it. The Bible says, He who sits in the heaven laughs. Don't let yourself get distracted from the Lord and from His goodness. Receive a spirit of faith to believe that I read to the end of the book. I couldn't help myself. I skipped to the end of the story and I found out in the end, we win. Let's finish with one more blessing and we're done. God is going to give you uncommon comfort. He's going to give you uncommon opportunities. God is going to give you, somebody receive this, God is going to give you the ability to make forward progress when others are immobilized. Did you hear that? God is going to give you uncommon comfort, uncommon opportunities and forward progress when everyone else is immobilized. No matter what darkness we might encounter in 2023, light will dawn for the upright. God's light will dawn for the upright. Listen, and we're done. This promise in Psalm 112, it reminds me of the pillar of fire that accompanied the children of Israel through the wilderness. That pillar of fire, it was like a night light, and it was like a space heater. It provided God's people with comfort. It provided them with security. It protected Israel from wild predators. It protected Israel from surprise attacks from enemies. Nobody could sneak up on them because the whole thing was illuminated. That pillar of fire, it guided them. By the way, the pillar of fire was Jesus. I like to watch survival shows on television. My wife and my kids laugh at me. I like to watch shows about things I will never do. Sometimes the survival setting is in the desert. You know, travel time is extremely limited in the desert. You can only travel in a couple small windows. You can only travel in a very small window early in the morning or late in the afternoon or early evening. It's way too hot to travel in midday, and it's too dark and too dangerous to travel at night. But God provided his people with a cloud by day and with a pillar of fire by night. They had air conditioning during the day, and they had headlights at night, so they could travel both day and night through the desert when no one else could travel through the desert, and they did. When everyone else was stuck standing still, God's people were on the move. They were going forward. Let me finish by speaking this word over you. Listen, the Bible says we can only give away what we have. I don't have any silver and I don't have any gold, believe me. But I'll tell you what I do have is the spirit of faith. And such as I have, I give to you this evening. I speak this word over you in the name of Jesus. No matter what darkness you face in 2023, God's light is going to dawn for you. His presence will comfort you. His presence will protect you. His presence will guide you. When others are afraid, you're going to be hopeful. When others are perplexed, you're going to have clear guidance from above. When others are panicked, you're going to remain calm and confident. God is going to provide you with opportunities even when others don't have them. You're going to be able to make moves when others cannot make moves. God is going to enable you to make progress towards your life goals and your life calling and towards your destination, even when others are stuck standing still. Receive the word of the Lord. You're going to end 2023 in a better place, in a better position, because you have the ABCs for navigating 2023. Come on, stand on your feet and give the Lord a good praise in this place. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift up your faces. Sing Jireh.
Jireh, you are in it.
Jireh,
Jireh.
Come on, give the Lord a good praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Just one moment for our final act of worship. We're going to receive communion together on New Year's Eve. But I want you to just take your hand and put it over your heart. If you're listening from home, take your hand and put it over your heart. I don't have any silver and I don't have any gold. That's all right with me. But I do have the gift of faith. Such as I have, I give to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'd release to your people a spirit of faith for this coming new year. God, I pray that you'd release to your people the ability, the knowing, and the ability to believe you for great things in 2023. Father, I pray you'd release a spirit of faith so that it will be for your people, as your word declares, that whatever darkness might come, God's light will dawn for them. Father, they shall not be afraid. Their hearts shall be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. They'll have no fear of bad news, no fear of bad economic news, no fear of bad news from the workplace, no fear of bad news with their health. But Lord, their hearts are steadfast, trusting in you. Father, thank you that you're going to give your people the ability to make forward progress. Even if others are stuck and can't move, your people are going to surge forward, Lord. While others are contracting, your people are going to be expanding. While others are consolidating, Lord, your people are going to be diversifying, Lord. While other people are losing, your people are going to be gaining. God, command blessing over your people. Let the peace of Christ fill their hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Come on, would you just say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Come on, give him one more good praise in this place today, everybody. For our final act of worship, we're going to receive communion together. You know, if you'd like it, if you're watching from home, there's still time. You can just quick get just a little juice, a cracker, whatever you can find. Just get it quick, and you can take communion with us. On your way in, you might have received a serving of communion at the door. If you didn't get one on the way in, our ushers are in the aisles, and they have some trays. They'll bring a serving of communion to you. If you didn't receive a serving of communion, you need one, just I want you to lift up your hand real high, real high, where the ushers can see you, and they'll make their way to you. Come on, while you're doing that, let's just sing.
Thank you, Jesus, for the word of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
Come on, sing this. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. You have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the Father through the blood. saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
Can I just tell you something? A lot of us, we start the new year full of hope for new things. Can I tell you that changing the calendar doesn't change anything? It's the same you that was in 2022 going into 2023. New Year's doesn't change anything, but this changes everything. When Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, he said, "This is my new covenant in my blood. This is my new deal. This is my chance for you to make a fresh start." Just because the year changes doesn't mean that anything will change. But Jesus can change everything. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "I received from the Lord that which I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' The same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant, the new deal, the fresh start in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Father, thank you for the hope that we have tonight in Jesus. Thank you for sending your only Son. Thank you for his sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for his blood that washes us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that transforms us. Lord, we receive your gifts of grace now with grateful hearts. If your heart agrees, would you say amen and amen? Let's receive communion together. You can receive the bread, and after you receive the bread, go ahead and receive the cup. Thank you, Jesus. After the bread, go ahead and receive the cup. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church, would you just take 1 second? We're almost done. But would you just take a second, lift up your own praise to the Lord? Would you just give him your thanks? Come on, just love on him for just a moment. You make your own lyrics for just a moment. We worship you, God. We magnify you. We praise you from A to Z, from beginning to the end. Lord, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Lord, at the end of 2022 and at the opening of 2023, Lord, we praise you. We give you thanks. We bless you, God. We worship you, God. We magnify you. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands if you would. Father, I pray now you'd bless your people, Lord. Bless their coming in and bless their going out. Lord, bless them when they lie down and bless them when they wake up again. Lord, bless them in the city. Bless them in the country. Lord, bless them around their table. Lord, bless their pantry and their kitchen. Lord, Father, as they walk by the way, talking about you and praising God, bless them. Keep them safe. Let the protection of God be around your people. Lord, divine health. Lord, you kept the Israelites healthy for 40 years. Lord, Father, I thank you for gracious, gracious provision. And Lord, thank you for leading us fruitfully into the new year. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, everybody. Happy New Year to you. God be with you. Worship team's going to sing us out. God bless you.
Come on, let's worship him one more time, amen? There is no shadow.
There is no shadow that has ever overcome your light. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might.
You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, oh, we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you. And there is no army with the power to conquer truth. You've always been with us. Every battle we've already won, oh, we've already won. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible.
All of my fears I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out of faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out of faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise.
Happy New Year. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow, 10:30.